ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
That through this you may be partakers of the divine nature. Can you imagine? I thought I already had divine nature. Don't I already have divine nature? But see what he's saying. He says that through these promises you may be partakers of the divine nature. That means that divine nature, there's still something to be done with it. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, that you may be partakers of the divine nature. So you have promises. In fact, they are plenty. Over plenty is worrying the divine promises safe. Like we say. Say something about something is worrying something. There is a lot of it. Praise the Lord. But we will not get these promises to bear until we take them and walk with them. Nothing can happen to you without a seed being planted. So I was talking of the new creature, of us being new creatures. So what God expects is that when you become a new creature like that, you begin to take this word. You take the word and you begin to plant it in your heart. And over time, there will be a change. There will be a change. 1 Corinthians 3:6, when the Corinthians were fighting, 1 Corinthians 3:6, they were fighting about who was Paul, who was Apollos. Paul said here, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So somebody, you have to plant, then you water. But God is the one that gives the increase. But if you don't plant, what will God increase? Nothing. 0 times 0 is what? It's 0. 0 plus 0 is what? Aha. So if you don't plant something, if something is not being watered, what is God going to give increase to? A lot of the times we do not give God what to work with. We don't give God what to work with. And the only thing God works with is his word. Oh, don't think you can go and bring something, say, because no. God works with his word. But quite a number of times we do not give God what to work with. Hallelujah. So if you don't plant a seed, you're not likely to get an harvest. You get a harvest as it is. Praise the Lord. How do you plant this seed? Joshua 1:8. And I know quite a number, all of us know it now, Joshua 1:8. This book of the law, if you say, we will just be, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Let me go to Romans 12:1-2, before I come back to 1 Corinthians. Romans 12. Romans 12, please. 1-2. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The only agent for that transformation is the word. Don't be conformed, but be transformed. The only agent of transformation is the word of God. So when God is saying, don't be conformed, be transformed, God is expecting. James 1:21. Please give it to me in the Amplified. James 1:21. Amplified version, please. It says, therefore lay, okay. So get rid of all uncleanness and the rampant outgrowth of wickedness. And in a humble, gentle, modest spirit, receive and welcome the word, which implanted and rooted in your heart contains the power to save your souls. So it is the only, it's only the word that can save your soul, as it were. So yes, you are born again. Your spirit man is the one that was born again, or is the one that is born again, is regenerated. But it is the word of God that will save your soul. And if your soul is not saved, we do not see any outward evidence of you being born again. Hallelujah. And that is why we are where we are at. Because our souls, and that saving of souls is something you do until you die. Transformation is what you do until you die. It is not a one-off thing. You do it every day. You continue. Because guess what? Where you are coming from, the baggage is out of this world. Myself and Pastor were talking at home one of those days, and I was saying that every day, at some point, that renewal of mind was, and up till now, I haven't gotten away from it. Because we don't understand when God says renew your mind. Once somebody gets born again, the mantra to be saying is renew your mind. Because where you are coming from, that kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light, they are parallel lines. They cannot meet. So imagine you crossing. Yes, your spirit has been delivered. Now you are in this place. It's like, you know, you are not used to the way of life in this place. So that renewal of mind for the saving of your souls is so key. Culture is deadly. Tradition is deadly. It's wicked. You don't understand. So when God is saying you renew your mind, you cannot understand the gravity of that renew your mind. And that's why you are in church. Somebody is in church, is a believer, and then he's still swindling people. You're saying, but you said you're a believer. Yes, your mind has not been renewed. So why will you not swindle? Why will you not commit adultery? Your mind has not been renewed. Your spirit is born again. And that spirit man, we cannot see it. So because we cannot see it, we don't understand that there's something. Yes, when you are doing it, the Holy Spirit is saying don't do. But you don't know what is the voice of. You don't understand it now. So you go ahead and do it. Hallelujah. So we have a lot of people who say they are born again, but their minds are not renewed. Praise the Lord. So it is a whole lot of work to take you from where you have been for you to show fruit, to show forth fruit in where you say you are right now. Hallelujah. So you need that word. Proverbs 4:20. I'm still going to come back to meditation, but I just want us to see what this word is doing, is going to do for us. Proverbs 4:20 says, my son, attend to my words. I think I want you to give it to me in the New Living Translation. Do New Living Translation for me first. It says, my child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. No, now, what's happening? I'm going to 23. I'm going to 20, from 20 to 22. I said NLT. Okay, say, my child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart, for they bring life to those who find them and healing to their whole body. They bring you life. They bring you life. The word of God brings you life and healing to their whole body. That's another topic for another day. Healing to your body, but they bring you life. Don't lose sight of this word. Let them penetrate deep into your heart. So how do we plant this word in our hearts? We go back to Joshua 1:8. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Recently I was talking to some women, and I was saying, you read this all the time. How many of us read it? If you don't read it, it comes to you. you know, from time to time. And that is the way the Word of God is. You may have been reading something for 10 years, 15 years, and then one day you read it again and you're like, oh no, that couldn't have been what it was saying. Because there is now revelation. There's revelation. You are seeing something different from what you have been seeing before. And I said, ah, come on. This first line says, this book of the law shall not depart from my mouth. What does that mean? I am saying it. I am saying it. It's not I am reading it. Paul was telling Timothy, give attention to reading until I come. So, when you are reading your Bible, if you are the only one at home, there's nothing stopping you from reading it aloud. Not just reading it quietly. You're not disturbing anybody. Read it aloud. It says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. Again, there's a version. You will not have that. Let me look for it. There's this version that talks about, that explains that meditation in another light. The Holman's Christian Standard Bible, something, HCSB. If you have your YouVersion on your phone, check it out. HCSB. It renders Joshua 1:8 in this manner. Please listen attentively. It says, this book of instruction must not depart from your mouth. You are to recite it day and night so that you may carefully observe everything written in it. For then you will prosper and succeed in whatever you do. Oh, we have it. That's fantastic. Must not depart. So imagine what it is. You wake in the morning, you recite, maybe a portion of scripture. You read it out. You recite it. You meditate. Say, the same meditation means muttering. You mutter underneath your breath. You can say, okay, so as you are reading, say, this book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth. I shall meditate. You're muttering. You're not speaking loud enough for people to hear. At the same time, you can hear yourself say, shall not depart out of my mouth. I meditate in it day and night. So you are muttering. Praise the Lord. And that is the way you plant the word. And somebody says, ah, what is meditation? This meditation itself is not Eastern religion. It's Eastern religion. You say meditate, meditate. It's Eastern religion. Note this. Anything that you see a counterfeit, there is an original. If there's a counterfeit, there is an original. And what the devil has done for those of us who children of light is that because we know there's a counterfeit, we now run far. And don't bother to go and check and say, ah, Father, what is happening here? What is? We run. And just say, ah, it's meditation. It's not religion. It's good. It's not good. It's not good. Meditation is God ordained. The enemy sees anything you see, there is a counterfeit. There is an original. Praise the Lord. So you meditate. That's the way. Say, someone say, ah, meditation. How do I meditate? You meditate. Or do you know that you meditate? Consciously, unconsciously, you meditate. That problem that you are thinking about is meditation. That one that you are saying, ah, hey, and you did this, and you did that. Ah, ah. You go, and you come back again, and say, ah, ah, hey, how did this thing happen? What are you doing? You are expounding. You are meditating now. You are meditating. You are expounding. Ha! This house rent. How will I pay it? Ha! Maybe if I go, I should ask who? Let me ask somebody. I should ask Pastor Phil. No, let me ask Bro Donald. He can borrow me some money. Then you go again and say, ah, no, Bro Donald will not have that money. Ah! You are meditating. Oh, you don't know. And you are meditating. You are meditating on the worries. You are meditating on the problems. You are meditating on the challenges. Meditate on the word of God. You say, no, I don't know how to meditate. I don't know. I don't know how to meditate. How will I meditate? I don't know. But for every challenge, there is meditation. Because the more, and that's why our problems look as if it is taking us over. Because we meditate on them until they become so big. They become so big, you're saying, huh, I can't cope with this. You become overwhelmed because you have meditated to the point where you cannot see anything good that will happen out of this place. Hallelujah. So you meditate. You meditate on the word. you meditate on the word. And see what it says here. I was trying to look for a scripture. I forgot before I came in. There's a scripture in Deuteronomy when Moses was talking, was giving the Israelites the farewell speech. You know, Deuteronomy is a farewell speech from Moses to the children of Israel. He was talking about the word of God, that how it is their very life. Anybody's scholars, if you know, if you can find it, look. I think it's Deuteronomy 6, something there about. You know? So, you need to meditate on this word. You need to meditate on the word. And you know, something I must drop here because my time is almost up. The truth, you know, Jesus said, you shall know the truth. John 8:32, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. But it is the truth that you know that will set you free. It's not the truth that Pastor is sharing in here. Do you know? So we come to church. After church, everybody close their Bible until we come to church again on Sunday. Ah, you are not going anywhere. Mm-mm. You are not going anywhere. You are not going anywhere. Praise the Lord. So, assuming that you do meditation, let's just start. I said I was going to throw a challenge. You do meditation just 15 minutes a day. Can we just start and take a verse of scripture and say, 15 minutes a day, let me just meditate on this word. I don't know what challenge you have in your life. First of all, seek out the scripture that talks about that challenge. And then just say to yourself, 15 minutes every day. Don't forget that Joshua 1 says, morning, this book of the Lord shall not depart out of your mouth. You will meditate in it day and night. So he has already given us the how-to. Praise the Lord. There's already a how-to. Let's just take up that challenge. Say, okay, this is the challenge I have. And this is the scripture that talks about that challenge. I'm going to meditate on this word. And I'm going to go back to my scripture for today, Mark 4. Because that's the whole essence of this. It says, let me see, Mark 4:26. Look at what it says. And that is how it happens. It says the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter the seed on the ground. So you're scattering the seed by putting that word in your heart. And should sleep by night and rise by day, and the seed should sprout. Your own part is just to plant the word. Leave the growth to God. Leave the growth to God. The way God has designed us, he has designed that anything we put in our hearts will grow. Whatever you plant in your heart, it will grow, good or bad. Good or bad. Unfortunately, most of the time, it is bad that grows, because that is what we have allowed in. And please, let me tell you something. Seeds are being planted daily, either consciously or unconsciously. Most of the time, unconsciously, we do not understand. So, I'm going to come back. So we sit down and look. I've told you before that I used to be a TV. God is delivering me small from TV. From TV. I love TV die. In fact, I had been saying to myself, and I'm saying, but there has to be something that we can do to. So you sit in front of that TV and they are sowing seed into your heart. They are sowing the seed. You don't know that they are sowing seed. Oh, you think they are making money, oh. I tell my daughter, when she wants to watch it, I said, those people that you are watching on TV, it's money they are making. You will sit in front of it and you are sitting. They are making money. You are sitting and you are watching. So, seed is being sown every time, consciously or unconsciously. A lot of us, we do not have a guard. If you read that Proverbs 4:20, there's a guard your heart. We don't guard our heart. We just allow anything and everybody to dump every type of rubbish into your heart. You dump it. You say, forward this thing to 10 people. Skinny con was on WhatsApp. Skinny con on this skin. Forward this, if you believe it. What is that? What? What is that? Whatever you don't want to see in your life, don't take it in. Don't take it in. It's so important. Forwarding messages, true, fake messages, I don't know. Forward everything. Some people are so good at that forwarding. In fact, some people, I block them. I don't have time. You are selling what I don't want. I block you off. Straight away. I block you. I don't want to see it. Am I being unrealistic? What is reality? Answer me. What is reality actually? You determine your reality. You determine your reality. So whatever you want to be your reality, you determine it. Say, you're not being realistic, oh, they are kidnapping. What concerns you with their kidnapping? Why would they come and kidnap my own child? How is that going to happen? But once you allow it to go into your heart, it is a seed. It will go and stay somewhere for you. And let me say something again. See, whatever you don't want to see in your life, whatever you don't want to see, eh? If they are doing it beside you and you are keeping quiet, you are accomplice, so. You are accomplice. We don't know. You say, it's not my business, so. That's how they want their own now. Okay. Yorubas used to have a proverb. If your neighbor is eating something and you do not correct him or her, when he's waking up in the middle of the night, you will be affected now. Will you not be affected? Answer me. Will you not be affected? You know, we play this Christianity it's okay what we do now. We come to church and just form Christianity. Outside, we'll just be, nothing missing. It's normal. I'm normal. I'm a human being. You're a human being. Okay. Continue now. You're a human being. Continue. Praise the Lord. I have to round up. So, you need to sow the word. And let me tell you, prayer and meditation are two different things. Prayer cannot take the place of meditation. Prayer cannot take the place of the word. No. Mm-mm. You cannot substitute one for the other. They are two different things. And these are two things that you must do. But you know, we like to pray. I like to pray. Every day I'm asking God, give me, there's a spirit of prayer. I'm asking God, give me spirit of prayer. I like to pray. But you cannot substitute prayer for the word. God's word is spiritual mindedness. Nothing outside of the word of God ministers life to you. Everything outside of the word of God is death. And the earlier we realize it, the better for us. Everything outside of the word of God is death. It is only the word of God that can minister life to us. Praise the Lord. A lot of warning. Because, you know, we're the microwave age, the Indomie age. So when we plant, we want it to grow now. It doesn't do that too. It doesn't grow now. And so, again, I bring in confession. That's why it's good for you to confess. Put together what you want to see in your life and say it. You say, how can I be? Say, yes, you have to say it. Because the currency of the Spirit is words. The currency of the Spirit is words. So you have to say it. You have to say it. You cannot keep quiet. You say, no. You must say it. The currency of the Spirit is words. You must say it. Praise the Lord. So you must confess. You must put together what you want to see. Hallelujah. And lastly, I quote from a man, one of these men of God that I... It says, it's not the pressure of the world that's the problem. It's the vacuum inside of us that causes us to collapse. So it's not the pressure of the world that's the problem. It's the vacuum inside of us that causes us to collapse. Isaiah 40 verse 8 this morning as I close. Isaiah 40 verse 8. We know that as well. Isaiah 48. Okay. Oh, you found this one. Sorry. These instructions are not empty. I talked about Deuteronomy. They are your life. It says, by obeying them, you will enjoy a long life in the land you will occupy when you cross the Jordan River. Isaiah 40 verse 8. Isaiah 48 this morning. It says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands firm. There is no situation or challenge that will outwit, outlast the word of God. But that is the word of God that is planted. Not the one that pastor said here. It's the one that you found yourself. He says, when you find it, that Proverbs 24, there shall be a rejoicing to your soul. You must find it. And beyond finding it, you must plant it. And you must water it with prayer. Prayer is like water or fertilizer. So you find the word, you speak it. You speak, you confess, you talk about it, and then you water it. Paul planted. Apollos watered. God gave the increase. So you give God something to work with. So you plant it, you water it, and then God gives the increase. Bow down your heads with me this morning.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,